We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Classes had to be canceled for the afternoon at Dallas Baptist University because of a threat. The school evacuated the campus immediately. We now get to see the arrest warrant from the night that Aaron Dean is accused of shooting a Tatiana Jefferson. Fort Worth PD released it this morning. The only thing that Jefferson did, play video games with her nephew. Alan Skye says the chief spoke out today saying, there's no excuse for the shooting.
Fort Worth police have released the arrest warrant affidavit for former officer Aaron Dean. The affidavit says he was responding to an open structure call, not a welfare check, but he never identified himself as a police officer.
There's absolutely no excuse for this incident, and the person responsible will be held accountable. Miss Jefferson's family and our community will have the last word.
Interim Chief Ed Krause says Dean only yelled, put your hands up, show me your hands, before he started shooting.
Each and every one of you have our support and our commitment to serve you better. We strive to be better every day than we were the day before.
Krause says the Internal Affairs and Major Crimes Units are working with the District Attorney to make sure the case is prosecuted properly. At Fort Worth Police Headquarters, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
You can see the arrest warrant on our website, krld.com. Police have now answered the questions about the shooting twice, and the Tatiana Jefferson's family still has a lot of questions, as we hear from LP Phillips.
The family still left wondering whether it was the training, the officer, or a combination of the two that led to the shooting. The arrest warrant for Aaron Dean says he never knocked on the front door of Atiana Jefferson's home, which was the whole reason a neighbor called out of concern. And as you've been hearing, he never announced himself as a police officer. Adrius Carr is Jefferson's brother.
This rookie cop is not going to be the scapegoat for what happened. Yes, he's going to take his punishment, but the system failed him. Whoever senior was with him, who not with him, failed him. Whoever sent him out failed him. The training failed them.
The family says it's trying to put lives back together, and that includes the young nephew of Jefferson's who was in the room when she was shot. His mother is Amber Carr.
It's really amazing how Zion is the encourager. He's not seeking encouragement. He's really strong. He's like here for all of us.
One of Jefferson's other sisters says while life goes on, it's hard to take any steps forward. Reporting live, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Those involved in the Amber Geiger case say it's important that the Fort Worth authorities have to be open and transparent in their investigation. Former Dallas County First Assistant DA Judge Mike Snipes says accuracy is critical.
Quickness is not the key. The key is correctly. And I'm sure they will be. I've got total faith in Sharon Wilson and Larry Moore over there. They're going to do what they have to do to make sure that justice is done.
Snipes helped lead the investigations of both Amber Geiger and former Balt Springs cop Roy Oliver. Both of those cases resulted in murder convictions. We woke up to some sticker shock at the gas pump this morning. Prices up as much as 30 cents a gallon compared to the day before. No big international factor behind this one. Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy says, blame it on price cycling.
This is one of these corrective price increases. Stations had allowed prices to drift far lower. They lost about 30 cents a gallon in the last month, and now we're seeing a correction back to where prices would have been had prices not eroded so significantly.
Until yesterday, gas prices have been dropping for a month. He says they'll start dropping soon. Uber has chosen Dallas as a test market for a new pricing structure for scooters. Austin York has that story.
Starting next week, scooter riders will pay 15 cents to 45 cents per minute based on where the scooter is. It will be higher in places where the scooters are typically used and lower where they're often parked. SMU economist Mike Davis reminds everyone Uber has never turned a profit.
They've got to figure out a way not just to provide the service, but to profitably provide the service. So they're just experimenting with everything, pricing structures, scooters, helicopters, you name it. They're going to try it and see what works.
He says the fact that Uber chose Dallas as a test market shows that companies see the area as a profitable region. The company is also opening an office in Deep Ellum that's expected to grow to 3,000 employees. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Two girls lost their parents in a crash in far north Fort Worth a week ago. They're making good progress in their recovery. Andrew Greenstein has that.
13-year-old Holly Skinner and her 11-year-old sister Mandy were riding in the back seat of their parents' car when they were hit head-on on FM 156 by a driver who swerved into their lane while trying to pass another vehicle. The crash killed both their parents, Moreo Skinner and Crystal Haskins. Family friend Nicole Barker says the girls are making progress in their recovery at Cook Children's Medical Center.
The oldest was able to start trying to learn how to walk with a walker.
Mandy, meanwhile, has been able to get into a chair. She was the one who was more seriously injured. Barker says both girls should be able to make a full recovery.
The oldest will be out probably within the next week or so. The youngest may take just a little bit longer than her older sister.
Barker says the girls will live with their aunt and two cousins. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Teacher from Fort Worth gets her chance to plead her case in front of the Texas Education Commissioner. Fort Worth ISD fired Georgia Clark because of some comments about undocumented kids at her school. She tweeted those comments to the president. Commissioner has until November 23rd to decide if she gets her job back. If he rules against her, she does have the right to file a lawsuit in district court. And the pain from the Cowboys' most recent loss is still fresh in a lot of fans' mind, and so they're calling for Jason Garrett to lose his job over it. And now there's a GoFundMe started by a fan that's asking for donations to buy out the rest of his contract so the team can release him. The goal is set at $3.1 million. It's raised about $65. And now it's gone. Dallas has a new park downtown, the Pacific Plaza Park, open to the public after more than a decade of back and forth between the public and private entities. The 3.7-acre park is at Pacific Avenue at St. Paul and Harwood. It transforms a parking lot into a walkable green space with new trees and 23 preserved live oaks. Pacific Plaza is the first of four parks planned within the next 3 years.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.